Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm your boy, Just Ray.
Hey, and this is Will 93. We want to thank each and every one of y'all for hanging out, vibing with us on this show, this podcast. Feel free to leave your questions, your comments, your concerns down at the bottom, just so that we can be able to interact with you. And also, keep in mind, we got the Scatter Chatter podcast Facebook page. You can also go there and see some of our previous show content. And you can also engage with us there, too. We'd love to have some feedback from you. So, that being said, what do we got to talk about today?
Well, we're going to see if we have our guest come in, Jason Hardy. Maybe something happened. We don't know. You know, I hope we're the best. But it's
right.
So much stuff happening this week.
Yeah, man.
Your boy Kanye, the campaign speech. Did you see it?
No, but I heard so much it was going on with it, and I was like, I don't know whether or not to buy into it or not. I don't know if he's serious.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a Kanye fan. I love his music. I have reservations about him being a leader for our country. The clips that they showed in the media did not, some of them, like, on the internet, they didn't, like, portray the whole speech in its entirety. Like, some of the stuff, like, he was saying stuff about his daughter, and then the Harriet Tubman thing, and I think there was another, like, clip that was really, like, blown out of, like, proportion. So there was the one about Harriet Tubman, and, you know, we know what she did. She did the Underground Railroad, but he said that, you know, she freed black people so that they could go work for white people. But what people take out of context is that she freed them so that they could go work free for white people, not free, like, not getting paid, but just working where there were jobs. She wasn't putting them into slavery again. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so,
it is. I mean,
so,
well,
like,
it's true.
So there were, like, other, like, you know, other leaders in the community just, like, blowing it out of proportion, but not just, you know, giving context to what he was saying. And then it didn't help that he didn't really give it real context either. So it gave it a lot of room and gaps for people to misinterpret what he was saying.
True.
And then
this is not the first time he's done that.
Right. Right. So it's like his PR, maybe his wife need to give him a little knock in that little small part of his head. It's like, what are you saying? What are you doing to us? And it's just, I think I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about, like, Kim is really, like, standing by her man. Like, she's, like, loyal. Or maybe I might be misinterpreting, but she's, like, really, like, standing by that dude, like, 100,000%. So, I don't know if he needs, like, better PR or a better, like, person, like a lobbyist or like a Maya Angelou for his speeches, you know, because I think that he's trying to be very authentic, maybe too authentic for most people. You know, he's got to kind of, like, wheel him in with, like, bait, not just, like, throw the bait into the water and see what happens and see who sticks to it or whatnot, you know?
Right.
I agree. Yeah, I'm sure his message was well-intended, but it was just, like, misinterpreted because he didn't give everybody the full facts, and it wasn't very as poetic as most people would have liked it to be.
True. And the question at hand is, if you're looking for the highest office in the land, You got to have your T's crossed and I's dotted. And you just can't come out like you're premiering a rap album.
Yeah.
So, another then, major blunder. So.
Yeah. And then there was another clip that was, like, captured wrong about his daughter. People captured a part where he's like, I almost killed my daughter. Almost killed my daughter, but that wasn't what he was saying. From my understanding, I looked at it objectively, you know what I'm saying, not subjectively. And basically, it was a long story about how his father almost made his mother have an abortion when he was born. And he was like, he almost repeated the same steps that his father did, but he didn't want to do that. And his wife convinced him. She was like, we're going to have our child, and we're going to have this baby, and we're going to be a family. And a lot of people just caught the end clip of that and blew that out of proportion. It was like, yo, this brother needs help, blah, blah. But it's like, it wasn't about him needing help. It's just that he was really expressing himself, but he didn't do it the right way. Like, we always say, like, there's a right way of doing things and there's a wrong way of doing things. You know what I'm saying? Like, the intent is there, but it's just, how you do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not going to please everybody. You're not ice cream, and you're not an ice cream parlor salesman. But, you know, not everybody's going to receive your message the way you think it is, and the media is not going to help you either. They're going to make a circus out of it too.
And I agree to that. Again, when you're running for president, you have to draw potential supporters. Whether it be a financial or voting standpoint, you have to come off authentic enough to say, you know what, I'm willing to gamble on this guy. And unless he does something major to turn that around, yeah, he's going to have difficulty. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
So
it's just... I don't know. It's just interesting, the world that we're living in. And then, like, so looking at him and versus, like, Trump and Biden, it's almost better to just vote the independent party because the messages are so mixed up. Like, have you ever looked at some of the stuff that Team Trump is, like, putting out on Facebook and whatever?
Trump. Okay, let's be clear about the president's tactic. He will throw a lot of information out and hope that something sticks.
Right.
So, with that being said, I'm not surprised at what the president may come with.
Well, here's the thing: as much as we see the media, right? They say bad stuff or good stuff. It's like a big Pandora's box, dude. Like, that's what I'm looking at. So,
true.
Like, there's it
true.
Sounds like they're saying the right things, but are they doing the right things too? Because what they're mentioning is like different ideologies are being mixed up and produced from the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party is giving you a hodgepodge of different type of, like, ideologies too, but we don't know if they're necessarily following them and if their agendas are for the people. Because as we know, like, historically, black folks were Republican. Like, according to, like, the North Carolina back in, what is it, 1898, the North Carolina papers. Like, if you look at it, if you go historically back, that's what we were. So they're saying things in accordance to what we are, but the question is, are they doing those things? I don't know for sure, and I'm not telling anybody which way to sway, but all I'm saying is, like, just do the homework, do your research, and make decisions based upon that. And what's funny is, me and you have been having a lot of dialogue, like side conversations outside of the phone calls, and we've been talking about, you know, our strengths and weaknesses, and you told me that don't know if you told me this, but I told you this, that I'm committed to like diving in a little bit more into politics. And and the reason why I didn't want to dive into politics, because it is exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's a big Pandora's box and filled with rabbit holes.
Right.
On both sides.
Politics become a little bit intriguing to me because you want to see how the players move. Yeah, you could say one thing, but then I look at, like, your voting record, for example. How did you vote on this?
Right.
Those things come to light because you can't deny how you voted. That becomes, like I said, public record.
Right.
And once it's in play, it is what it is. So, when you look at Kanye and him making out this presidential kind of declaration for running, he needs to come out with a platform. A platform that most Americans can believe in. So, he, like I said before, he missed the mark on that. And he has to do something else. Quick.
Yeah.
Quick. Because this is not a reality show. This is the highest seat in the land. But if you look at Donald Trump, well, hell, he wasn't the most experienced, and he won. So.
Right. Yeah. So.
And in essence, all he has to do is fracture the vote. I said
just,
before.
Just a little bit. Just sway it just
right.
a little bit.
Right. You know, if Trump got 33 and Biden got 33 and Kanye got 34, well, he just barely made it.
He just barely made it.
He leaned at the tape and got it. So, man.
So
anything is possible.
How would you feel about having Kanye as a president? Like, we had an actor, we had Ronald Reagan, you know. How would you feel about having Kanye as president? What could you foresee in the future?
It's hard to tell. Like I said, I have to see that he is somewhat serious about the position. And it's not until he shows me that will I have any feelings or thought for him being the president.
This isn't a dig. I'm not making a dig at him or the president, but it's like, you know, just growing up in this country and growing up as a son of a military veteran and working for people in the military in different like branches in different areas. I reflect and I'm just like, what got us to this point as in this country, you know? Like it seems like our country is like up for grabs now. Like where was that turning point? It's just looking at it historically and just looking at it as a man that's in like a country that's like the best country in the world to live in, that gives you all the freedoms that you could possibly imagine to do, you know, just to create your dreams. Like what happened? Did we just become like a big party state? You know what I'm saying? We forgot the hard work that it took us to get here. Like what happened?
People forgot about politics. They forgot about civics. And I don't even think civics is being taught anymore.
I don't think it
so,
is either. I think maybe the
so
closest thing to it is Western civilization in college, maybe.
Maybe.
if that.
But, you know, it is, how do I explain it? It is a destructive powder keg waiting for something to ignite it.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe that the government will not fail, that it has enough safeguards to protect itself.
I mean, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence have held up this long. I mean, the only thing that we need is probably some amendment because we have so much new technology and people are different these days.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I really don't, bro. But it is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And it's all working. It's all working within the current scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't say that, you know, what's going on is illegal. We could say that it's immoral. You could definitely say things are unethical. But we can't say that it's illegal.
Right.
So all I can say is try and get ready.
Or stay ready.
Because it's going to be an interesting show come November.
Man, so there's a lot of people like saying a lot of things and a lot of different like just preparations with their families and as an individual. The businesses opening and closing. I mean, that's another thing in itself.
This is true.
I mean, and another thing I just think about is like August, because I mean, they're talking about like people not getting like these loans and these grants and the unemployment situation.
Right.
I don't know if people are going to lose their shit like in August.
Right. Yeah, that's
maybe
a whole different chapter in a whole another book.
Right. So.
Right. So. But all we can do is see if smarter heads prevail, and try and do what's good for the country versus their own political part.
Right. So, I don't know, me personally, I've been kind of on it as far as like what is about to happen, or like as far as like dates and stuff. And so far, like I said, it feels like we're just going to do a lot of like intermittent like openings and closings like in the state in order to keep up with the economy. Because if we just stay closed, it's going to hurt us. And I know that a lot of retailers are looking at that that Christmas holiday, the big spending, and see how that goes.
I agree, but I don't see that happening because you don't have people with jobs, and that's where it gets real. People are going to be tightening their belt. Christmas
right.
is going to look real different this year.
And I was jokingly telling somebody, I was like, your Christmas present might be mint toothpaste or plain flavor toothpaste. Pick and choose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds
I hope it doesn't
scary,
get, I hope it doesn't get that bad.
Right. Like a little travel size too. You won't even be a big
that's that's an option. Like you get the travel or regular size, you get mint, gel or paste. That's Christmas.
Man.
I hope we don't get to the point where we're just like, man, flavor toothpaste, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I really pray that it doesn't get that. I don't think it's going to get that bad, but It might be close.
Yeah. Dude, I got wheat bread.
And you start slinging wheat bread by the slice?
Mm-hmm. It could happen. It could really happen. So, I tell people to tune in, watch politics, listen to what they're saying and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is important.
Yeah.
It really is, bro.
Yeah, it's super important.
Man.
So, and then another thing I wanted to touch on was the Breonna Taylor, the murder and the non-conviction of her killers or.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is some heavy stuff right now. So I guess people have been waiting to hear if they were going to get convicted or not. And then there's a group called InFact, and they've been really like going after it and talking to the attorney general and all the people. So they're going to go pay them a visit on Saturday. They're the same group that went and visited Brunswick, Georgia, with the Ahmaud Arbery shooting and killing. So I pray Godspeed and pray God, you know, watches over them and no one gets hurt. And then, you know, we get a speedy resolve in what's going on. It's just odd to me, like, how there was so much energy around George Floyd. But when Breonna Taylor and the other kid, I forget his name, please forgive me, his name is Elijah. He seemed like a sweet kid. He was a violinist and he was like an introvert. Like, there was no energy behind either one of those two to, like, find out who did what, convict somebody, and whatever happens next to those people that hurt those people.
Yeah, man, because to hear him plead for his life like that, it just touches my heart.
Yeah. He just seemed like he just wanted to play the violin, enjoy his family, and then, you know, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't messing with nobody. I just want to go on about my business. Like most folks want to, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that let me know that he wasn't even a threat.
Not even. Not even close.
So I don't know why they thought that he was a physical threat to them. But, you know, when you kill the only other witness and all you have is your word, the rest of the story should be told by the ones who survived.
Yeah. It's just, it was just very interesting. I think about that, and I'm just wondering, like, where was the energy for them, for Breonna, after the Ahmaud Arbery, or was it just too much for us all to take it all on at the same time? And maybe where there's a better way of approaching that, I don't know. So it's just
that's a hard call. That really is a hard call. But I pray that, you know, we find some rhyme and reason through it all, and so that we should be able to push forward to it. I look forward to seeing how these cases kind of grow and develop and surface in those respective communities.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me to justify shooting someone in their own home.
Yeah.
Okay. It is hard for me to justify a kid being killed when you hear him begging and pleading.
Right.
Those moments touch me just as much as George Floyd, if not more.
Right.
I don't know
if it's because it was live recorded or what is the trigger point for you know, us and for just people just to do something with that. And then, you know, that kind of like leads into the whole, the Black Lives Matter like movement, you know, like there's mm-hmm. people like putting paint on the street signs or whatever. I don't know if it's black and white people doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I hear things, you know, like they're not really like for us, you know, the concept is great. Black Lives Matter is the concept is awesome, but it's not wholeheartedly for, you know, black people and solely for the people. And it's not as mm-hmm. passionate for the people as it is for this, in the same way that Impact is for the people. Like even like if you watch sometimes the leader of the Impact movement, like he's like really passionate about black people. Like he's like, I love y'all to death. Like I have a love affair with y'all. And he's just like, oh my, he's poetic with his stuff. But it's like the Black Lives Matter movement from their side, you know, it's kind of like omniscient, like who the leadership is. And then it's like, if you look on the website, like there's the stuff where it's going to political stuff and it's not necessarily going towards like, you know, helping directly. You can't really like see it. It's not really like in your face. Like you just see like the paintings and then people are saying like having mixed messages about it. They're not being direct about things. So it's not very clear.
True.
And that's just not, just not me saying this. Audience, it's not just me saying this. This is like other people that I've watched. I watch a lot of like Instagram and reading a lot. And I actually went to the pages. So just to verify that I'm not shooting from the hip. This is just a lot of like information that I've dug into. I didn't just like, I'm not just saying this stuff because it's fun. So it's just a lot mm-hmm. of things that, you know, people just got to like look into and like dig into before they just like, just start believing it and following things like blindly, because that can kind of get you and your family in trouble.
That's true. I agree to that. And that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that people should stand up for what they feel is right and what they believe in.
Right. Yes.
And as long as you can do that, you have a ground to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you can sway your thoughts in a positive light. So, like I said, it just kind of depends on the individual. That is where the work comes in. And so many people get lost in that translation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my thought process.
Yeah, or they have their own interpretations based upon their own experiences. Not based upon the universal understanding of what everybody knows is true. Like, you know for sure, like without being weird or trying to think about quantum physics or anything like that, you know for sure if you walk in the middle of the street, a busy street, your ass is going to get hit.
Spiritual.
Universal truth. You know what I'm saying? Is a rose red, or is it crimson, or is it violet? You know, that's the subjective truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just knowing the difference between the two and then acting appropriately or accordingly based upon that
mm-hmm.
knowledge that you have.
I agree. But so many people, you know, miss that mark. And, all we can do is try and educate. We can teach, we can educate, and kind of help them learn from the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. Or at least I'm an optimist about it, so.
Always want to be optimistic about that.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And I don't know. So there's that. And then now we have a race of what is it called? Neo Aeon? Is that what it's called? The new yous? So it's the masked people versus the non-masters. So that's the new the new master race. The people who choose to wear a mask or the people who choose not to wear a mask. I don't know. I think it's kind of just like no matter what your beliefs are, you know, it's just if it's in the grocery store where people's families are going and stuff, just fucking wear a mask. It's not hard. Like, do it for your neighbor because, you know, your neighbor probably wears a mask. You might not. But it's like just do it for the sake of just your neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's in your car, that's your business. If it's outside, that's your business. But where other families are, and it's and like I said, it might even be your neighbor or somebody in your community that you probably respect or, you know, you say hello to. Like, just it just doesn't make sense to just not do it just for the sake of that, you know?
Wow. Yeah, this is true. But, like I said, I'm an optimist. So, you know, we'll see how it all pans out. You know, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so like people are just, it's just crazy. It's, people are, you know, they're fighting each other, like they're filming each other, like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, you're not. It's like, come on, people.
I've said this most recently. I've told people, you know, open up everything and let things happen as they may.
Yeah.
And I say that with all, you know, sincerity. Open it up,
right,
and the strongest will survive. Those who don't want to wear a mask, they'll you know, and they'll die off. and I'm like, okay. And, you know, strongest survive.
Let them go. We're going to play the Frozen theme music. Let them go, let them go.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, I don't know where what happened to Jason Hardy. We had some really good dialogue today.
Hello.
We'll follow up with him. We wish him the best. And audience, we really apologize for that. We'll follow up with him, and then maybe we can get him back on. And till next time, what's the good word, Will, before we head out?
Take care of yourself. Take care of the people around you. Lift people up. And know that we're all in this thing together. And I think we can grow from that.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna agree with you on that. You know what I'm saying? Mask up. Take care of each other. You know, you see the old lady on the street, you know, try to help her out. You know what I'm saying? Or you see somebody needs help, just help them out. That's the only way we're going to get
That's
through
right.
is just helping each other out. And even if you do have
That's
your
right.
beliefs, whether it's religious or whatever, you know, grocery stores are our neutral zone. Grocery stores and food are our neutral zones. Just put the mask on.
True.
Don't fight it. You know what I'm saying? Do it for your kids that may want to do that. You know what I'm saying? If you love your kids, or if you love your granny. You love your granny? Put the damn mask on.
Right. Put the mask on.
That's how it is.
I tell you.
And so I'm leaving it at that. You know what I'm saying? Love each other, and we'll see you guys next Monday. And, yeah, that's it. So peace out, y'all.
That's it. Peace.
Did not.